You're listening to Pamela Powell on WKCC's The Real Focus, the show that highlights independent films. We have with us today Praz Michel, the writer who also stars in the film Sweet Mickey for President. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, this film started out at the Slam Dance Film Festival, as I recall, back in January of this year, and you've created quite a buzz around this film. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience at Slam Dance and the reception it attained?
Oh, Slam Dance was incredible. It was our first film festival. The reception was incredible. People were incredible. And we actually won two awards. We won the Audience Award and the Jury Award. So it was great.
Now, for people who don't know a lot about Haitian history and the political unrest that it went through, tell us a little bit about your perspective about Haiti and what it's gone through.
Well, Haiti is it's an interesting place. It's obviously the Second Republic. Oldest republic in the Western Hemisphere behind America. First black republic, 1804, won its independence against Napoleon, France. Unfortunately, it went through a lot of turmoil. You know, you have occupation to dictatorship to natural disasters to coup d'etats, exile. And then obviously the last thing that happened was this earthquake about 5 years ago, going on 6 years in January. But Haiti has played a major role, especially on this side of the world. It's because of Haiti, America was able to do the Louisiana Purchase of 21 states for $8 million from Napoleon. You know, the Haitians were very active in the Civil War in Savannah, Georgia. If you go to Savannah, Georgia, you're going to see statues of the Haitians that came in and helped with the war. New Orleans, they came and settled there, and that's how they created a whole Creole vibe, because Haitians speak Creole in French, right?
Right.
Even right here, I was telling in Chicago, DeSabo is who founded Chicago, Haitian guy. It's a great history, it's a great culture, a lot of depth to it. Just people don't know about it. If people hear anything about Haiti, if they've heard anything about Haiti, it's always been something kind of like negative.
Mm-hmm.
But this documentary kind of like gives a different aspect to it. Not a political documentary, although the background is politics, but it's a roller coaster ride.
Now, you are of Haitian descent, and you wanted to find a way to help your country, and you thought the best way to do this is to find someone to run for president, and you picked Sweet Mickey. Can you tell us about what the thought process was when you were deciding to do that?
Being born in Brooklyn and growing up, being Haitian, you know, I used to always see the negative things about them. Then when the Fugees came out and we had this huge amount of success, I always wanted to do something for Haiti, but I still always stood on the sideline. And when the earthquake happened, I decided I have to do something. Now, I wasn't quite sure what it was that I wanted to do, but I knew it was something. I had this epiphany one day, and I reached out to Michelle Martelli, who's a.k.a. Sweet Mickey, very controversial, provocative musician out of Haiti, used to cross-dress, wear diapers on stage. So, you know, he's kind of like a singing Howard Stern, if you will. You know, when Howard Stern was Howard Stern, you know.
Right, I love that. I love that analogy.
And so I thought he'd be great because, first of all, he was the most popular Haitian in Haiti as far as, like, for Haitian music. People really had an affinity for him. And so I thought, you know what, I spoke to him, and I said, you should run for president. And we both wanted the same thing at that time for Haiti, which was to lead and try to bring change and take Haiti to a different direction.
And then what was the initial reaction to maybe those around you that you said, hey, I'm going to have Sweet Mickey run for president?
Oh, I mean, the reaction was basically, you know, you're crazy. My dad, I remember, I called my dad and I asked him, I wanted to ask him some advice, and I told him, listen, I'm going to support Michelle Martelli. And it was like this pregnant pause. Right? And then he hung up on me.
Oh,
and I
no.
spoke about it after that, because I guess that was just, you know, people thought you were crazy. I mean, think about it. Let me say, put it to it a different way. You see the same reaction that people are giving you when you mention Donald Trump?
Right.
That's the same reaction we got for Sweet Mickey, probably even worse.
Neither one of you are politicians, And, you know, at times in the film, you know, you do a great job of balancing a little bit of Haitian history and some of the things that have gone on with its political unrest. But at times when Sweet Mickey was trying to sway people to, you know, vote for him, I felt like between him and Wyclef Jean, I was watching a battle of the bands. And so that was a little different feel. So maybe if we get Donald Trump and the rest of the Republican Party to have a battle of the bands, it would be a little bit better and a little more entertaining. What do you think?
Maybe.
Did you ever feel at times, because you don't have a political background, that you guys were in over your heads and you didn't know where you were going and what you were going to do?
Not at all, because I never thought of it like that. I thought about doing something for the people. You know, what this movie is really about is the power of the will to want to do something. It just takes one person to make a change, right?
Yes.
Think about it.
Yep.
It took Martin Luther King to walk down to prison to go and try to bail that woman out when she got arrested, Rosa Parks, right?
Right.
And that's how the whole movement pretty much kind of like started. It takes one person. There's always that one person that wants to start the process, right? Christopher Addis was the one person who threw the rock during the Boston Tea Party, right?
Right.
This takes one person. And that's what we've seen throughout history. And so that's what this movie is about. So when people think of Sweet Mickey, it's not some Haitian political documentary, because I have to personally tell you, this is different. You know, it's about the individuals. We all have that in us. Sweet Mickey is kind of like the blueprint for what's happening right now, right here in America. The only thing is Donald Trump doesn't wear a diaper. That's what this is.
Maybe that would improve things. I don't know. Can you tell our listeners how they can see this film and when it will be released?
Well, right now we opened up unlimited theaters in New York and L.A., and then it's going to go wide in January. So, like, January is when it's going to come to Chicago, obviously, because this is a nice little Haitian community in Chicago, obviously, so we got to represent that. And also, Chicago is a very important community for the Haitian in general, because like I told you, DeSalvo was founded in Chicago. But yeah, January is when we're going to come to Chicago.
Fantastic. And you can be sure to take a look at my website too, and I'll have information about where you can see this amazing documentary that is inspiring and educational all at the same time. Praz, thank you so much for joining us today on The Real Focus.
Thank you for having me.
And that's it for another segment of The Real Focus. Thanks for joining me and listening to Praz Michel talk about his new film, Sweet Mickey for President. Remember, it opens in the Chicago area in January. Check out realhonestreviews.com for more information. I'm Pamela Powell for WKCC's The Real Focus.